The primary objective of the platform really is to provide a mechanism that will allow African experts, African scholars, but also policymakers to really interrogate and get to understand, to discuss the transformative health technologies so that they can input into their rollout, as well as in some cases in their development, with the ultimate aim that if any of these, you know, transformative technologies, we are really looking at technologies like genetically modified mosquitoes, artificial intelligence, drones, and so on. These are technologies that are very different from the typical medicine that already has guidelines that governments follow. When a new form of medicine comes, there are already institutions that review them too. So the aim of this platform is really to make sure that we allow African experts, scholars, development practitioners, civil society organizations, and policymakers to really look at the evidence behind these technologies, to really look at how they are built to work out, and then start exploring ways in which, if they are proven to be safe and effective, ways in which we can actually use them at scale.
Now, I'm sure you are keenly aware of the factors that impede efforts to develop and promote the use of transformative technologies on the continent. How can these issues be resolved using the health tech platform?
Yeah, so we believe that a big part of this is that there isn't good awareness of the technologies, the intention, and the fact is that if a lot of these technologies are developed from the global north, and they're just, you know, imposed on Africa, and people are just seeing the tail end or seeing the final product, that it's going to be hard to actually make sure that those that work, those that are safe, can be used at scale to change people's lives. So these are the problems we want to actually address by making sure that they are objective, very, very clear, transparent discussions about these technologies on the continent, that African experts, who some of them have already been suspicious, they can be given an opportunity to put their voices on the table. And then those who really see that these technologies are going to help the continent in addressing various health problems and so on, then they become champions. Because right now the problem is a lot of these technologies are really developed and driven by actors from the north.
Talking about public policies and regulatory frameworks, basically the government put in place some of these regulatory frameworks and policies. How do you intend engaging them to have this infrastructure, perhaps, and the regulatory frameworks as well as the policies? Because without that, the African Health Tech platform that you launched could face significant headwinds, don't you think?
So for us, what we plan to do on this is the platform will involve at first dealing with these experts, scientists, and so on, but also getting now to talk with governments, get governments, government officials to be part of the platform, to be part of the discussions. So you are not going to them at the end of the process and say, hey, there's this technology. We want them to be part and parcel of the engagements that we're going to do from the outset. And then we're also going to engage the governments and see, are those governments, we know the level of interest for different governments will be different. And so for the governments that are keen to move forward first, we'll support them first, we'll work with them.
Looking at the Africa Tech platform recently launched, what do you think are the prospects of it, and how do you think you can engage these governments to embrace it, you know, looking forward?
I think the prospects are really huge. I think we think that this platform is going to actually, at the end of it, if there's an initial startup period for the project, that there will be increased understanding, commitment, and action by policymakers to facilitate the development and use of transformative technologies for tackling health challenges. So one is just increased understanding. Second, we think that as people understand these technologies better, there will be increased voices and engagement of African scientists, the media, development experts, and civil society organizations in discourses to promote not only the development, but also the use of the transformative technologies. And finally, we believe that the strengthened advocacy capacity of African experts and institutions will be enhanced as well.